Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you to scale your business with digital products, step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Ieva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience with no fluff, unfiltered thoughts on all things related to online courses and creating the business you will love. Messy action, simplicity, and living the life you desire is what we're here for. Before we jump into the episode of today, I want to make an important announcement that I'm super excited about. I have officially opened the spots to your high profit offer program that is about to start in September. If you're interested in exploring all of the details, please head to the website that I have linked in the description. There will be a limited spots available, and through July only, you can enroll for incredible discounts. So make sure to check that out. This program is a 3-month course co-creation program that will help you to create not only yet another course, but it will focus on helping you to design effective user experience all through your program. We're diving deep into behind the scenes. Yes, you will learn all of the to-dos on how to actually translate your experience into a profitable offer, but we're also taking it a step further and focusing on how to create excellent user experience all through that. The offer also includes high level of support, so this was one of my main focuses that I wanted to put in there, that you will have all the support you need every step along the way. And I'll be there for you when you have any questions, I'll be there for you to work through any roadblocks, there for you to give you any feedback. I'm so excited to have this going. You can check out all of the details in the link in the description. We're gonna get started in September, but only through July you can enroll for a special offer. And today we're covering a relevant topic as well. We're gonna be talking about how to elevate your user experience in your programs, courses, and any other digital offers. So you're in the position where you want to create a high-end product. You know that the experience you have, the knowledge, the skills, the work that you have put in doing what you do is highly valuable, and you really want to create a profitable offer. You have seen people creating courses, people within your niche creating courses, offering programs, and you feel like there are always, like, there's just so many of them, so many different opportunities, and you have started to think, do you really need to add to this noise? And if you do, if you decide to actually create that course, you're thinking how to actually stand out and how to not only create yet another course, but how to create a course that will actually provide elevated experience to your audience. You want to create an offer where at the end of it, your audience is excited. They actually loved it. They can't wait to see what else you're gonna come up with. They're reaching out to get more of your support. Maybe they're seeking one-on-one spots, whatever is the case. They have reached the results. They got what they came for and they are elevated. So how can you ensure that what you create and what you put out there is not just yet another course, but it's actually a stunning user experience? All of this is something we're gonna be talking about in your high-end offer as well, but today I want to give you insight in just some of the steps you can start thinking about. So one of the most important things as you're thinking about creating a high-end product and a high-end program is to be very, very clear about your promise and get very, very specific with what it is that your offer is gonna be all about. This will also mean that you must have a very clear target audience. You must know specifically who you are talking to, and you need to know what it is that they need. You want to create a product where, as you are creating all of the lessons, as you're recording it, as you're preparing every detail along the way, you know exactly how it's gonna impact the person on the other side. You need to get as clear as possible about questions like, what does your audience already know? What is their starting point and what is their current experience? Your program is not about having more. Your program should not include as much content as possible. Instead, for you to create the best experience for your users, you want to make sure that you're putting in the information that is highly relevant for them. And for you to know what is going to be this information, you want to make sure that you know who is on the other side and what it is that they already know. Maybe your ideal audience already has experience within your niche. Maybe they have already tried and tested something. They have learned some basics. Maybe they're not starting at step 1 or 2, they're starting at step 10. Maybe they have already been in business for like years and they already have a solid knowledge about a specific field. For example, if you're a social media manager and you're creating an offer for business owners, you want them to be thinking about, where are they now with their knowledge that they have? Are they completely new to online business? So they're completely new to social media. Maybe it's their first time, they just opened Instagram yesterday, or they have been struggling with Instagram for a long time already. They know all of the features, so you don't have to particularly tell them what is stories and what are reels and what is the difference between each. But you want to go more in depth, so they have been struggling and you want to take that struggle away, and that is your main focus. At the same time, if you're creating social media course for complete beginners, there will be more of those first step kind of information. And this is obviously just an example, but it will apply to every possible niche and every possible topic. You don't want to create vague, boring information that your audience already knows. That's why you have to be super clear about who is your audience, what do they know, and where do they want to get with your offer. Why are they buying your offer? What is that goal? What is the promise that they're gonna buy into? So having as clear as possible and as focused as possible audience is your first step. Next up, you want to be thinking about creating an excellent user experience. So you want to be thinking about every step that your audience is gonna take as they enroll in your course. This is more of the practical, technical side we're thinking about, and this is something that so often gets overlooked. Especially on platforms like Kajabi, where there are so many different pages and elements that you're supposed to be updating, it's so easy to just dismiss it. Maybe you just didn't really know that there is a page like that. It's super common. I have even seen really high-end creators who are selling like courses for 10 and 20,000 having offer pages on Kajabi, and they still have links leading to Kajabi social media instead of their own social media. If you want to make sure your audience is excited every step along the way, they are sure, they're very certain about the investment, they know what they're investing in, they know what you're all about, and you want to ensure that every step that they go through, the checkout page, the thank you page, the welcome email, whatever it is, as they go through it, that experience doesn't end. You don't want to provide uplifting and exciting experience and like very solid experience only until the point when they purchase. Especially if you're thinking about a high-end product, you want to ensure that even after their purchase, every step is thought through. And this is definitely something we're gonna be putting a lot of focus inside your high-end offer program. And I will be giving you checklists, I will be giving you reviews on how to actually improve your existing user experience and what are the things that you might have missed and overlooked, because this will absolutely depend on the platform. And I'm not only all for Kajabi, there are so many different platforms. Creating excellent user experience does not depend on the platform. You can use the simplest, cheapest platform. You can use a free platform if you want to. This is not about the platform, okay? This is not about how much you invest in like designing a sales page. It's all about making sure that you have thought through every step. And in all honesty, this step is often all about just trial and error. So you can't expect yourself to just jump into the setup, especially if this is the first time you're doing this. You can't expect yourself to jump into it, work on like setting up the pages and just know everything, right? So you have to make sure that you give yourself enough time to actually explore that backend and do a trial enrollment so you can actually see every part that your audience is gonna see. And you understand what is the step they see, what is the button, what is the link, what is the page, what do they see on the page. You want to make sure that there are no basic pages left, that there is no like Kajabi logo anywhere around. And I'm using Kajabi as an example because I see this mistake on Kajabi the most often, because they do have kind of the most complex backend system to deal with. So often creators overlook these small things, and I just want to make sure that as you create this experience, And yes, we're talking about high-end products mostly, but even if you're creating the simplest product, you still want to create great user experience, right? And these small things is something you can definitely pay attention to. So it doesn't matter on the platform, you can always create good user experience. Just make sure that you go through all of these steps and see what your audience sees. And now as for the last step in this specific episode, and this is kind of the base for it all, really. I have kept it as the last step, but ultimately this is where you start thinking about your offer, right? You want to make sure that you are creating the experience that your audience actually needs. Now you might be listening and thinking, of course I'm doing that, like obviously. But here's the thing, often we're so obsessed with what we want to create that we kind of dismiss the experience the user is gonna get on the other side. So you want to create a course, you want passive income, you want to have it in evergreen funnels, you go for it. And then you realize that the offer you have created should have worked better, like it would have worked better in a different setup. As you have launched it and you're getting response from your audience, you realize that it should have been a live program. Or maybe if you have created a live program and you have only coaching calls included, as you go through this experience, you realize that your audience actually needs Q&A calls instead of a coaching call. Maybe they just need somebody who can help them to take a step back and look at the bigger picture. And obviously, you don't want to align your product only to what like maybe one person in your audience might say or might need. But as you create this experience, as you think about creating this experience, you want to consider where that ideal audience of yours, where are they now? And to get to the goal, to get your promise, to actually work through it all, what makes the most sense for their user experience? What are the steps they need to go through and how in each step they might receive the most support they need? And there will not always be one perfect answer. It doesn't mean that everybody needs live programs. It doesn't mean that everybody needs like community spaces or anything along these lines. There's no one perfect answer. And again, I just have to circle back to the fact that this absolutely depends on your ideal audience and your overall offer, what it is that you're gonna be promising, what it is that you're putting out there. If you're creating a more high-end experience, you definitely want to make sure that every step along the way, they can do that checkmark moment where, yes, this is something I learned, this is something I did, let's move further. For a simpler product, a more low-priced product can definitely work in many different ways. It can also be just a reference material. It can also be just a quick how-to guide, right? But if you're thinking about a thorough, high-end experience, you want to make sure that you meet your audience at all of those checkpoints in one way or another, and they can move forward with more certainty. And if you're on that path to planning to work on your offer as well, make sure to check out your high-end offer program. You will find a link in the description and there we have all the details inside. This program is going to be probably one of the most exciting things I have launched in the past few years. I'm really putting all of the eggs in this one basket and I'm going to be there for 3 months. That is literally like my calendar is booked for 3 months to be in this program. I'm not creating this for myself as like passive income or, you know, whatever. This is the opposite of that. I'm gonna be as active inside there as possible. And my goal is literally just to help you to embrace those ideas you have and to turn them into really highly profitable offers. You're also like immensely proud of yourself and just jumping up and down from the excitement of what you have created. That is the feeling I want you to have at the end of this experience. And as I already mentioned, if you have any questions, definitely let me know. You can reach out to me on Instagram at Course Creation Lab. I'll answer it all for you. We have pay in full plan. We also have the payment plans. And through July, you get the best discounts. So definitely don't miss that in case you're listening in real time and hear all about that. Check it out in the link in description. That will be it for this episode. And if you have any feedback or suggestions, always reach out to me. I'm happy to hear from you.